Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. This is Carl Lindabot, and welcome to a beautiful Monday.
It is beautiful.
April the 13th. Hey, you know what's...
Tax-free.
Tax day. We'll talk about that. Today is Tax Freedom Day, but hey, let's introduce just one of our many people that put this show on. Frosty.
Good morning.
How you doing, Frosty?
I am doing better. How was your Easter?
Easter was great.
Awesome.
Easter baskets.
So I have a fan club, evidently.
Let's hear about it, Frosty.
So after the show, you know how we were talking about Obama bowing to the Saudi king?
Yeah.
So a listener just happened to turn the radio on, and she heard us talking about it. And she came in on Friday and brought me a tree hugger bag. And it had how to two books that had 50 big bush lies and how to win a fight with a conservative, plus a card telling me how awesome I am.
Well, oh, see, now that's what we love.
See, that's great.
Yeah, I'll bring you the card tomorrow.
Except, you know, that you've fallen out of love with the Big O.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that little warmonger.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I thought it was pretty cool. I'd never had that happen.
I think it's great. You deserve it, Frosty.
Well, thank you.
Okay, hey. And, of course, my soulmate,
well,
Linda.
Good morning. And, you know, going on, first of all, it was a fabulous Easter, and we hope it was for you, too. We were back in Sacramento, got to visit my family, and I even got an Easter basket, especially handmade by Mr. Carl Bott over there. And we always feel that you're never too old to be a kid, ever. I don't care how old you are. We still love the old-fashioned traditions, and so we hope that you had a safe Easter. Welcome back. We're back in the seat here Monday morning. And speaking of, are we going to talk about the fact that there was threats to sniper rifles to the forehead, and that our president did say that was okay?
Well, you know what? When President Obama does things wrong, we point it out. When he does things right, we like to talk about that, too. And he gave on two separate occasions the authority for the to the people on the scene to rescue that brave captain who put his life at risk to save his crew. And they operated with, as we said, the way you negotiate with snipers is with a 7.62 round in the forehead, and that's what they did.
Well, I think it was a great example of don't mess with us. Anyway, that's
so far.
Well, this is what's perfect about this show is that we have the tree huggers listening, and we have our ultra conservative right people that we love as well. And you know what? This is your show here, Reading in the North State. 221-1402, it's always an open line. Tell us how you feel and what's on your mind.
Our guest today is Mike Warren.
Have you heard that name before?
Someplace.
He's rolling his eyes.
Yeah, he's shaking his head. This man is the director of the big grand poobah of Turtle Bay Exploration Park.
He's been the grand poobah of many things.
He used to be one of the poobahs, one of the more poobahs. That of Reading. So, we're going to be talking about Turtle Bay. We're going to be talking about Reading. We'll be talking about a number of things that are going on. And we're going to be talking about how this is Tax Freedom Day. As soon as we get back, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography, our favorite photographers on Park Marina Drive. If you are a senior and you are looking to have your senior portraits done and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know, go in to see Dan and Julia because they're looking for senior spokespeople to be their models. Free stuff for you and your friends. Go check it out. Give them a call, 243-4301, right there in Park Marina Circle, next to the Bead Man.
Today is Tax Freedom Day.
Do, 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 do.
Today is the day that you have worked for that takes you to the point where all the money you make from now on is yours.
Awesome.
Well, I'm not sure that's true. What about sales tax? What about gas tax? What about property tax? What about a using tax? What about veterinarian taxes? What about any other taxes? Do those count? Does that mean that we've already paid for all of those for the whole year? And when was Tax Freedom Day before? Wasn't Tax Freedom Day used to be like in March? Now it's in April and next year will be in July?
I always thought Tax Freedom Day was after you really know what you're in for. And you find out what you got to pay or what you're going to get back, and then you can go, well, at least I know what it is.
If somebody will tell me what we're in for over the next year, I'd like to hear it. Because, you know, you talk to different people. Nobody knows what they're really in for.
Don't you think you should just, with that kind of attitude, you just need to stay, spit and shined?
What about?
I assume that's
ready
right.
Ready to go.
Okay.
Let's get on to something positive.
Our guest today, Mike Warren. And Mike is the director of the Turtle Bay Exploration Park and has a bunch of new exhibits and has a lot of things coming down the pike. And there's been some controversy with the Exploration Park because of what's happening with the city. So good morning, though, Mike. Thanks for coming aboard.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
So Tyrannosaurus Rex is here.
First of all, it's been fun to be the CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. It's a neat place. Instead of looking from the outside, as I did for years and years, looking from the inside is very interesting. Employees are great, and what we do is not only a learning experience, but it's fun. The Turtle Bay, for some reason, I was trying to think of the reason over the weekend, and I don't think I can come up with one, but we're doing very good in terms of attendance. People want to see the exhibitions. Maybe it's partly because they're not traveling as much due to the economy, the quality of the exhibitions, which is an art exhibition, and live geckos there right now. But people want to come in and they want to take a look at them. We're going to have about 130 to 140,000 people come into the museum this year. And we may do even better next year. What's coming up in May are two very exciting exhibitions. We have 5,000 children with their classrooms that are planning to come in during what remains of the school year just to see these next two exhibitions. One has been in the newspaper and been probably on the radio, and that is T-Rex Named Sue. This is a world-famous exhibition. Obviously dinosaurs, it's interactive, and it'll be the first time in the North State for forever, I think. It hasn't been in California very much, and then when it was 20 years ago. The other one is Art of the Brick, and that is it's difficult to describe, but try to picture Legos made into various things such as sports equipment or people or art, and done by a gentleman named Nathan Sawaya, who has been featured on Letterman and all the TV shows, but he is the expert on Legos and how to engineer rectangles into something round, like wheels. But what he does with Legos is spectacular. We'll have about 30 pieces of his artwork, and he'll be coming out here too. So going to be an interesting and fun summer, along with butterflies and an aviary and a fabulous animal show. So people are planning their vacations, and many people are planning to come to Turtle Bay.
Well, and you say 130,000 to 150,000. What's your average been over the last couple of years?
Actually, it's been there. I'm looking at some stats from the fiscal year 2007. It's 2006-07, and we had 157,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so it fluctuates somewhere in there. It's if we have great exhibitions and there's not a fire like we had last summer, we'll get upwards of 150 and. An average year is probably about 140, 135.
Well, I was out in the gardens and saw the fire had come right into your gardens.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, it melted a couple of signs there.
Yeah,
that was quite.
Yeah,
I didn't realize it had gotten that close.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was scary.
Well, I'm excited about the exhibits, and recently we attended a cocktail reception where some friends, very dear friends of mine, attended from Sacramento, and they were blown away. And here's the beauty of the jewel that we have here in Redding. We have this, it's not just a museum. I don't want to say just, because you don't ever want to say, she's just a singer or just a musician, because the work that goes behind what it is to create art. So when I say it's not just art on the wall, this is interactive, an interactive museum, a great place for children to explore their wonderment and be able to touch and feel and learn. And I know for one that I'm a very visual person, that if I learn better through visual than I do from textbook. So anyway, we're taking your calls, 221-1402, here on Free Fire Radio. Our special guest today is Mike Warren from Turtle Bay. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest tobacco emporium in the entire state. And humidors to die for. Hey, the Espresso Joe's, type of coffee you want, any kind you want, at a great price. And they're having also, they support the veterans. In fact, the Missing in America Project is going to be having a barbecue down there this week. Also, we're going to be bringing the Racing for the Veterans truck that's just gotten painted by Precision Auto Body.
Hopefully we can get that picture on the website here in the next
few
days.
We'll get that on the website, and you can see it. And we're going to start painting names on there for all the people who have been given. And we've had more donations flow in here. So we really appreciate what our people are doing. Let's get back to Mike Warren, the CEO of Turtle Bay.
Welcome back, Mike.
Thanks. Exploration Park.
Okay, we were talking at the break about Friends for Turtle Bay. What does that mean? What's that about?
Well, let's just move right into funding for Turtle Bay. You go back in history, which was 10, 12 years ago, Turtle Bay was not Turtle Bay. It was three separate museums. It was under the city. The employees of the museum and obviously the maintenance of the museums were the city's responsibility. The city came up with the idea of putting all three of the entities together and privatizing it. And that's what they did. The city was paying $690,000 a year to, let's just call it Turtle Bay. It wasn't Turtle Bay at the time, but it was $690,000 a year. Then we lowered the cost, I was the city manager at the time, to $400,000 a year. Then it was $350,000 a year, and now it's $310,000 a year. So the question, is, why should there be, one of the things we're talking about at the break, why should there be any funding, especially when you have a economic situation we have now, and you have policemen and firemen that are in jeopardy. And I can't answer, you know, what whether the funding should be 600 or 300 or zero or somewhere in between. What I can say, it's my opinion as being a city manager for 30 years, that you need to have a balanced community. You can make a case of absolutely everything and everybody working for a public agency that they shouldn't be there. It should go to police and fire, because police and fire are critically important. But on the other side of that argument is you need to have a balanced city. A city that put all their money into police and fire is the city of Vallejo. People don't know that, but they had at one time the highest paid and the most number of policemen and firemen, you know, I don't know, in a five-state or entire United States. But they did very well. But and good firemen, good policemen, because I know some of those guys. But their city's not balanced. And most people wouldn't want to live in the city of Vallejo, and obviously they have economic problems. So how do you not have that type of situation? Well, the way you have not have that type of situation is have good planning, have good museums, have good parks, have good finance department, good personnel department, and an excellent police and fires. So there's got to be a balance there. You can't just say we don't want parks, we don't want trails, we don't want anything good or aesthetically pleasing or that's going to benefit young people. You have to have a balance between police, fire, and everything else.
I see the balance, and you're absolutely right. We need to have a balance, but in today's economy, where we're at right now, with we've just lost another $3 million out of the budget, everybody's going to be hitting the crunch. So what do you see on the horizon here?
Well, you know, obviously it concerns us at Turtle Bay since we've already been cut $40,000, but we're hoping that the city council looks at not just the local benefit of Turtle Bay. Linda, you were talking about how nice it is to be there and to go and visit. It's a good education. It's an excellent education facility. The schools use us. We partner with them and many other groups in the community. You need to also look at another factor, and that is the economic benefit, the return on your investment. It's like a business. If the city puts $310,000 into Turtle Bay, what do they get back besides the niceties of having Turtle Bay in the community? Well, we contracted for a third party to come in and do an economic analysis. And what it showed, I'm looking at the numbers right now, was that $443,000 came back to local government through sales tax and hotel tax. $443,000. So for their $310,000, they got $443,000 back. Plus, if this matters at all, we pay $300,000 in water, sewer, and electric. So for their $310,000, we are giving back in one form or another $743,000. So that should be part of the factor that they consider.
Our guest today is Mike Warren, CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This is Carl Lindebaugh on Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, KQMS.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House today. I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl Lindebaugh, we're going to change the subject for a second here. Gunny, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you, Colonel?
Hey, we're doing fine. What's
up? How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing outstanding, and I'm really, really optimistic and hopeful that you folks would help us out again, give us a little plug on our golf tournament.
Oh, we'll plug it. No problem.
You know, Linda, you and your lady friend did such a tremendous job last year. You made us a tremendous amount of money, and we put that money to good use.
Patricia Bay.
And we hope you'll do it again this year.
Well, we were very generous on the raffle tickets. It was like, how tall are you, and then some.
Exactly, and you know, I think you made close to $3,000, and that was fantastic.
It was cold, honey.
Well,
it was so cold.
Can I tell you what's the truth? I know that it's a short program, and I won't go into detail, but we did a tremendous amount of good with that family. We had a Christmas party for the children of all of our local troops that are in Afghanistan and Iraq, and we budgeted $50 per child, and we made sure they had a good Christmas while their parents were away.
Okay, now how do they get a hold of you, Bill, for this? It's the Order of the Purple Heart.
It's the Purple Heart, yes.
May 2nd.
May the 2nd at Gold Hills.
Right.
My cell, Colonel, is 339-5449.
Okay.
The ad was in yesterday's paper. They've been coming out weekly in the Record Searchlight.
Okay.
And they can also call Jeff Thomason at the golf course.
Okay, 246-7867.
Right.
Okay, all right. Now, we'll keep pushing this as we go along, Gunny, and you are a great American.
I want to tell you one other thing before we get away. I want to get back to you and Linda. There is a retired gunny who has a winery, and I understand two general officers are coming. And as soon as I get a little, they're going to email me a little more info, and I would like to invite you guys to come.
I think we could probably handle that. Anytime that there's alcohol served, Linda and I are there.
Oh, come on now. Well, we do like our wine.
That, you know, it's going to be nice. There are two general officers coming, and one of them is a Navy Cross recipient.
Oh,
well,
General Christmas. I don't know if you.
I know General Christmas.
Well, he's. I'm pretty sure he's going to be here.
Battle of Way City.
Right, that's 68.
Yep.
Tell me about. Anyway, as I get more info, Gunny, Colonel, I will get back to you and Linda. But anyway, my main concern is, you know, we know the economy's tough. People are having hard times, but anything they can do for us, it's a tax-free event, and I promise you, we'll put it to good use. Our military families are really needy right now.
Yeah. Okay, Guns, we'll keep talking about this. Thanks a lot for calling.
Hey, I appreciate the call and the time, and best to you and Linda. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. you know, got to be a certain feeling does so much for the community. Order of the Purple Heart does so much. And he's absolutely right. This is a tough time in the economy right now, and that's one of the things we're talking about. What happens, Mike, with the cut in the – I know the $3 million cut out.
Yeah, it's tough with the economy, with the sales tax being down. I know when I left, we didn't have a lot of money, extra money in the general fund. And council and Kurt Starman, the city manager, have gone through the general fund, I think, twice now. And if there was anything that was extra, they cut that out. And this next one's going to be really, really tough.
This one's going to the bone, I think,
next time. Yeah.
Okay, so what is Friends of Turtle Bay? There was an email that went around, and that you could link on to every one of the city council members. And explain to our listeners what that is.
Well, when the city council makes a decision, well, a lot of people ask me, are decisions made before the council convenes and decides publicly? And the answer is no, not to my knowledge. All the city councils we've had are very open to public comment, and they make their minds up at that meeting, as they should. Oftentimes, though, like in the case of Turtle Bay, they hear, not necessarily primarily, but they do hear loudly and clearly from the negative people that just assume not have Turtle Bay in our community. What we want to show them is that through Friends of Turtle Bay is that there are plenty of people out there that think that Turtle Bay is a good thing for our community. There should be some public funding of Turtle Bay. By the way, there represents about 4 or 5% of our budget. That's what the city gives us. And it's a critical 5%. But we want to show the city council that there are plenty of people out there that are supportive of Turtle Bay. We started the effort not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, and we're bumping 1,000 right now. We expect to have a couple thousand, 3,000 people.
So you're saying if only 5% of the funding for Turtle Bay comes from the city then? So
yeah,
it's not like 50% or something?
No. We have a budget of about just a little under $6 million, and so
okay.
300,000 is about 5%.
All right, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Can't you just feel that there's about 200 defenders of Turtle Bay just sitting by their telephone right now waiting for a telephone call like this? I mean, let's get it going on here. I haven't heard anybody say that Turtle Bay is an overpriced bunch of nothing. I got friends in their barns and in their garages that got better and more interesting things to look at than just about anything that ever goes on down there at that Turtle Bay. Now, let me just rant a minute, and I'll hang it up, and Michael.
No, you're okay. Hey, Jim, you're okay. This is what it's for.
Yeah.
You get it? You know, this is what you think. Come on.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is that every time that I take my kid down there to Turtle Bay and paid the $35 to go in there and look at, what? I think, you know, probably half of this is going to Michael Warren right here. And, you know, I don't see how you can justify, I mean, I know he can, justify getting, what, $90,000 for a couple days' work a week? Now, that is something going on. And as I hang up the phone, the one thing we like to remember about Michael is he has the very well-earned reputation of a man who can charm a snake through the telephone. Thank you very much.
Well, now, obviously, that needs a rebuttal.
Let me say something first here is that this is an open line show, and we want everybody to say what you think, but it's also we want to be civil with people. I mean, so, you know, everything up to the last part, Jim, about charming snakes and all that, that becomes personal attacks. So we don't do personal attacks here. You know, things you're talking about, like prices of Turtle Bay, that's something that's up for we all need to talk about that, and we're going to address it today. But anyway, Mike.
Well, see, where to begin? He probably hasn't been to Turtle Bay recently. We started with putting in some quality exhibitions that are traveling exhibitions, and they rotate. I think the people that came to see Titanic or Bodies, the geckos, they probably disagree that there are more interesting things in his or his friend's barn than there are at Turtle Bay. There are 12,000 kids, 12,000 to 15,000 children with their classrooms that come through each year, and they probably disagree that there are more interesting things in his barn. The fact is that there are upwards of 130,000 to 150,000 people that disagree. And there are 350,000 people that come to the bridge and visit the bridge. So, you know, he doesn't have to like, nobody has to like Turtle Bay, but there are plenty of people out there that do like Turtle Bay and want it to continue that. I have to answer the personal attack. I don't think I've ever worked 2 days in my life. I've worked 5 days, and my salary is a little bit more than half of what the previous CEO was getting. So in terms of salary, I don't know what he expects a CEO to get, but I think I make about $88,000, and the previous guy was making $160,000. So,
well, one of the questions I want to address, we've got to take a break now, is the cost of it, because it that's something that I've heard from a lot of people that like Turtle Bay, but in today's economy, an $18 ticket to go in, unless you're a member of Turtle Bay, which is another question, but I want to get to that as soon as we get back from our break. Plus, we have Sue, you're on next, too. Okay, this is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers. I'd like to share with you
News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They buy gold at the best prices you're going to find in town, or they'll take your jewelry and they'll remake it so it looks new and exciting. 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry. Go see them. They'll do the work for you. Okay.
Our special guest today is Mike Warren, and we're taking your calls.
Sue, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sue.
I wonder if Mr. Warren could compare the cost to the city for the Parks and Rec program, for example. I can't do that anymore. I don't play softball, but I support Parks and Rec. But I wonder about the numbers that participate in that and versus their support for Turtle Bay with a return. That sounded pretty good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Sue, for your call.
Well, Parks and Rec, let's go to the Recreation Department. I don't remember the Parks and Rec budget. I mean, it's obviously a few million dollars, but they have many parks, and they have programs, too. And the programs generally, not all of them, but most of them are fee-based. In other words, you pay a fee to play in the softball league or to have the various classes. We're a fraction of that, sure. I mean, to get into Turtle Bay is $13. If you're a senior or a young person, it's $9. Participate in a softball league, it's the teams are, you know, $350 or somewhere in that neighborhood. So it's probably a good $10-$20 per person. As far as the return goes, you know, not everything. I'm real proud of our return, but not everything can nor should it give a return in terms of dollars. The library doesn't give a financial return, or if so, it's not close to what we do, but it's an important, critical ingredient in, as Parks and Rec is, in our community. Without it, we're not a full community. Not a great answer, but that's the best I can do, Sue.
Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. What a beautiful day.
Yes, it is.
And I'm enjoying your program, but I always do.
Thank you, Jerry. Thanks, Jerry. Do you have a question for Mike Warren?
Well, I just have a comment. Thanks to my neighbor, I was able to take my grandchildren and daughter to Turtle Bay to see the geckos and walk back into the gardens and stuff. And the gecko exhibit is really, really great, and it is not something you're going to see in someone's barn. It is absolutely wonderful. The only thing I have to say is I wish it didn't cost so much to take your grandchildren and daughter, and myself included. There ought to be a family rate where when there's a mother and, say, four kids, that it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, which, unfortunately, we don't have at this time. So Hey, Jerry. Just say, thanks to a neighbor, we got to go in and see it, and it was wonderful.
Jerry, have you looked at the family pass? It's $80, and all of you would get in free as many times as you want.
$80, right, for one time, right?
No, $80 for a year.
For a membership.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and how many guests does that allow you to have?
It's all of your family.
All of your immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
What about grandchildren? Does that count?
We do allow grandchildren to come in also. If grandparents have the membership and they have grandchildren, they get in too.
Okay, because, you do have some really nice exhibits, and the kids thoroughly enjoyed the geckos.
I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you, thank you so much, Jerry, for calling.
You have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Marlene, good morning.
Hi. I just have a question. Last year, my daughter took my grandson to see the bats. She wasn't working, barely got the money around. When she got there, they wanted another $30 to get in, just to go through the door. She didn't have it, so he couldn't see the bats.
$30 for...
an entry into the park, an admission fee.
Well, as I said, it's $13. Actually, I think last year it was $12, but $13 to get in, and then $9 for a child or a senior.
Well, they wanted $30 for her and her son, and he was 11 at that time.
No,
and my only question is, are all of your exhibits when you have them? Because somebody told me that the bodies won. I wanted to see it badly, but I wasn't going to pay the admission fee on top of it.
In the summertime, we do have blockbusters. For instance, T-Rex named Sue, it'll be an extra $4. So if you're not a member, it'll be $17 to get into T-Rex named Sue. If you are a member, it'll be $4 to get into T-Rex named Sue. Everything else, if you're a member, is free.
So, in other words, it's a $15 admission.
Well, for T-Rex named Sue, it's $17 for...
to see? Is that what the charge is for, to see the T-Rex?
Yes, for T-Rex.
Okay.
If you're a member, it's $4.
Okay.
This is why it's good to become a member.
Yeah, it pays to be... If you're going to go to Turtle Bay more than one time, it pays to be a member.
Well, we just haven't got the money.
Yeah, I understand that, too.
Yeah, you know, and that's something else that's going to have to be addressed here. We want to, after this break, is what happens with these cuts. Anyway, hey, Marlene, thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you, too.
You bet. Bye. Hey, look, this is Carl in the Bottom on Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Okay, look, got like 4 minutes left. We're going to ask another question, Mike, and we're going to get right to the phones with Mike after that. Okay, Mike, we've got a huge deficit in our spending or the money coming in the city. It's going to hit Turtle Bay, too. What are you going to do?
We're not going to raise prices. We will look at eliminating a portion of Turtle Bay. We've already laid off or through attrition gotten rid of. We were at 55 employees. We're down to 43, so about 20% of the staff is gone. We would look at the quality of the exhibitions and perhaps lower that, although we hate to do it. But $300,000 is a lot of money. We don't anticipate all of it would be gone. But even if it's $30,000, it's a lot of money to us. And we'd work harder, too. I mean, it's a combination of trying to make some cuts and working harder.
Okay. Mike, thanks for waiting.
Oh, you're welcome. I see the gecko on the Geico commercials all the time, and
we call them.
You could come over and see geckos, and when you walk down the street in my neighborhood, you know, as I put the pieces back in there because they're falling out, and I hear the city's helping to support Turtle Bay. Isn't that interesting that we have money to support Turtle Bay, and we don't have money to do our streets?
Isn't it interesting that the city has money to put into parks or into trails?
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Or into the library, too, and into Women's Refuge and into
Habitat. I'd be really hard-pressed to figure out how they figure, you know, that they're bringing $300,000 money into the city. You know, nice streets bring money into the city, too.
Well, what we did is we had a third party come in and take a look at the economic, doing an economic analysis. We had very little, we didn't have anything to do with it. And they showed that they interviewed people that are coming in, and they looked at payroll, they looked at where we spend our money, and they've done this in about 150 other cities and states. The formula they use is very straightforward. It's not puffed up in any way. They didn't use a multiplier, and they showed that $443,000 comes back to local government. It's not rocket science what they did.
You got the old saying, figures lie and liars figure. And I think we got a lot of people who are really figuring in our government, and maybe down at Turtle Bay too, you know. The public is angry with government for a reason, and Turtle Bay might just be one of the small reasons. But, you know, you drive through the neighborhoods in Redding, and the streets are falling apart, and yet the city has money for Turtle Bay.
Hey, Mike, our show's coming to an end, and we got to run here, but thanks so much for your phone call.
You're welcome.
You bet.
Well, friends, Mike, Turtle Bay.
Mike, you get last shot here. You got like 20 seconds.
Well, what I said in the beginning is still holds true. You know, the city council and city manager have a very tough job in trying to find out where they're going to get $3 million from. Turtle Bay and all of the other amenities of the city are important, as is what this previous caller said, the streets and the police and fire.
Yeah.
You can't put all your money into amenities, but also I would caution any city council that you can't put all your money into police, fire, and streets. We need a whole community.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for being our guest today.
And Friends of Turtle Bay, go to?
You just call. Actually, you can go to our website, and that's where the forum is.
Okay, great. Hey, tomorrow our guest is going to be Dr. Norm Egan, who's going to be talking about mass murders, what's caused it, what you can be looking for. It's going to be a pretty interesting show. He's a national author. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
They tossed the dice, it had to be the only one for me.